to discuss this and more, and we'll get to the Avs here in a second. It's someone that I have been sitting next to at all these games at Ball Arena. It's Troy Rank from the Denver Post. Troy, I know you've been eavesdropping here for a minute or two. Didn't mean to keep you too long. But I am deeply disturbed, Troy, about what I'm seeing from the Denver Nuggets. And it's got way more to do with or way less to do with, like, Minnesota's suffocating defense or making or missing shots. I'm seeing the human element in real time erode to a level that I never would have anticipated. Are you seeing some of those same things that my eyes are seeing?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's a combination of frustration and fatigue. When you win a championship, I watched it with the Broncos in 2016. You know, it just creates a long season. Some guys deal with it differently than others, and then you get to a point where you're running out of gas, your second best player is playing awful, and Jamal Murray, even Jokic is not playing up to his standard, and you're against opponents. It's a tough matchup because they are in their face, they're physical. And the thing that was discouraging for me was everything we criticized the Lakers for, whining, expecting the officials to bail them out, make the game easier for them. That's what the Nuggets became. And I get it in the first quarter. Malone made his point. He should have gotten a technical. He didn't like the game the way it was being officiated. But that's where, okay, counterpunch now. We see how it's like when a game's being umped a certain way. At some point, you have to make an adjustment, and the Nuggets never did. They just kept looking around, wanting the officials to bail them out for the physicality, and it wasn't coming. And the playoff games have been reffed totally differently. If you look from the All-Star game on, the NBA heard the criticism, and they made it clearly in memos or something. This is me speculating. We're not going to have our game look like AAU tournaments in the playoffs. And this looks like old school playoffs. They let them foul. It's physical. And the Nuggets weren't up to the task. Now, can they be in Minnesota? Certainly. But I think Jamal Murray might be being naive to the reception he's going to get in Minnesota. Oh, my word. I mean, if he's not booed every time he gets the ball, I'll be surprised. So the challenge is real for them.
Well, Troy, what is your take on Jamal Murray and what you've seen out of kind of the character of what Jamal was out there doing?
Well, I think he should have been suspended. I wrote that in my column today. And it wasn't because of the one action. If he had thrown the towel, I could live with it. But he didn't just throw a towel. He made the money sign, which got Rudy Gobert a $100,000 fine in March. He threw a towel, and that was right below where Zach and I were sitting. I saw the ball boy pick that up, and then he throws a heating pad, which at that point, it's endangering players. And it was like, it's no big deal. Well, Phil, you're a professional athlete. If you step on something during live play, you can slip.
Oh, yeah,
you hurt your knee, you pull your groin, your hamstring, whatever. I mean, you don't throw stuff onto a court. If a fan does that, what happens? They're ejected.
Yep.
It's very simple.
And you're not allowed back.
And in some cases, they pull your season ticket. So to do three things in the span of really like 3 minutes, that to me deserved a suspension. But the NBA has no spine. They don't want him out for that game. They rule arbitrarily on these things all the time. And so they looked at it. Denver's down 2-0. Do they want Denver to go as the defending champ to Minnesota without Jamal Murray? The answer to that question was no. That's fine. But then the next guy that throws a water bottle onto the court,
right,
or throws a Theragun onto the court, then now you've set a precedent. And let's say he throws it and hits somebody. Are you going to suspend him? And when you do, isn't the hypocrisy real? Then what was different with him? And they've done this before with Draymond Green. They do it with other guys. It's convenient discipline. If the Nuggets, I believe if the series was tied at 1, Jamal Murray would have been suspended.
Mm.
So he sort of took responsibility today.
Sort of.
He just basically said, you know, I own it, and then he didn't want to answer any questions about it.
Yeah.
I hope he learns from it, and not that he cares what I think. But they need him to be better. Better leader, better on the court, better everything. Because he lost his mind in that game, and his team followed suit.
Yeah, I thought it was embarrassing behavior, and we haven't even really spent any time on the money gesture. The money gesture from Jamal toward the official, like, you're making money from this game because you need the Timberwolves to... It was so childish, Troy. It was so, and he's so above that. This guy's not new. This guy's been in the league for nearly a decade. He's been in big spotlight moments, so you're doing the gesture and throwing stuff at the refs. You're 3 for 18, and I was very critical of Jamal and have been, and it's been uncomfortable for me in moments where I have in the past, because in the moments where I've been critical, it's when the chips are up for Jamal, and when times are good, he has a tendency to kind of either disrespect or make someone feel small in the media. He'll have a meal during the press conference. He'll watch the MMA fights during the press conference. He'll belittle. And that's when times are going well, where he feel like he has a license or luxury to act like that. And then when the chips are down, you don't want to face the media. And then today going out there saying that happened 2 days ago. Like, what basketball questions do you have? And I'm like, well, Jamal, you walked out of the arena in game one and game two. This is the first time the media has addressed you and the entirety of it. You put it all in a pot. It's immature. It's small. And he should be way, way better than this, Troy Rank.
Yeah, well, listen, and I think that's what saved him in part for the suspension. Well, what's crazy is that, like, the NBA doesn't have a rule that says, like, players can't throw stuff onto the court. Like, you need a rule for that? I mean, is this the Seinfeld episode? Like, this is frowned upon?
That's crazy.
I just throw stuff on the ground. I can't do that? Well, I've never heard of that. I mean, what are we talking about here? That's such an easy rule to enforce. I mean, if you were at a youth basketball game, high school basketball, any basketball game, somebody throws something on the court, they get ejected. I mean, it's very simple. He should have been ejected. And the ref said he couldn't eject him because there's no rule in place. The only thing he could have done is assess a technical foul. Well, that's obviously a loophole that defies logic that needs to be fixed. But he did probably get the benefit of the doubt because he hasn't been in trouble. He isn't Pat Beverly. He isn't Draymond. He isn't a cheap shot artist. He's done some stuff here and there, but nothing like this. So that saves him, and they keep him for game three. But to your point, Zach, he's a leader. He's a champion. There's an expectation where you expect more out of him because of what it means for his team, not even the fans. Take fans, media stuff out of it.
Right.
He sets the example for his team. And when he went down the rabbit hole of whining and complaining and stamping his feet, that led the whole team. It was just like, okay, this is what this game's going to be, us using an excuse for getting our ears boxed. Yeah, I get it in the first quarter. The refereeing stunk. But after that, you had a chance to make an adjustment, and you chose not to. And I would think Malone, you know, he made it clear to him, you got to make some adjustments, but he's got to play better. I mean, he and Jokic have to play significantly better for them to have a chance to win a game in Minnesota and bring the series back here. But yeah, I expect more. When a guy does well, we write he does well. When he does something foolish and immature, we write that too. You just cover him fairly. It's not my job to defend Jamal Murray.
Exactly.
He did something that is, if your child did it at a game,
that's
you would
right.
be disappointed in them.
Yep.
He avoided suspension. He got his fine. Hopefully now he learns from it. But I do believe that he's going to have to be careful with his emotions in Minnesota, because that crowd is going to be on fire and they are going to wear him out. And how he responds to that, if it's like a champion and he throws out 32 and he's sinking threes, that's great. If it's getting into it with them and the officials and the fans, this team's going to be lucky to avoid a gentleman's sweep.
Man, that's tough, but I agree with you, Troy. With that, though, the Colorado Avalanche,
we got
to end on a high note
there
now.
We go.
The Colorado Avalanche rallying back. Okay, Alexander Georgiev, Georgie. All right. Are you more comfortable with Georgie being between the pipes now? Do you trust Georgie?
Well, I mean, it's a long way to the end where they want to go, but he showed a lot who cares about me, but he showed a lot in terms of making saves where you steal a game.
Yeah.
We always talk about during the Stanley Cup run, your goalie's got to steal a couple games. And it was a little shaky early, 3-0. A couple of those goals probably weren't on him, and Bednar alluded to that, but he got a barrage in the third period where he held firm and he made plays. And obviously Manson made a huge play himself to keep a goal out, but it was the goalie. It was Georgie who stepped up when they needed him. And if he's able to do that, they are so dangerous because they're good for 4 or 5 goals a game. So if he can keep the opposition to 2 or 3, their chances of winning increase dramatically. So all credit to him. I would say that it's a long way still to where they want to go,
yeah.
But they stole one last night. And to the chances of them staying hot increased because now they're confident. They're already scoring like crazy, and now they see their goalie backing them up. Oof, they are dangerous now. It's crazy because the way I feel about them, how I felt like about the Nuggets.
I know.
You know, a week ago.
I know.
Now it's like the opposite.
I know. I know. Goodness gracious. The shoe is certainly on the other foot. Troy Rank, Denver Post. Great stuff as always. We'll do this again next week.
You got it, guys. Take care. See you.
All right. There he goes, Troy.